We've got Heather Loftus and the Honorable Mayor of Mountain Home, Hillary Adams. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Yeah, Richie Sambora famously left Bon Jovi.
Yes, he
did. And they have had another resurgence because they've had a multitude of careers. Most recent song with their Netflix special is Legendary. And I circle back to the legendary Mayor of Mountain Home.
That was very nice.
See what I did there, Mayor?
Nice segue.
I'm sorry,
it's impressive.
I did that. I'm still trying to figure out who Bon Jovi and all these people
are. I will turn it over. Turn it off KTLO FM and turn it on Classic Hits 101.7 because they play Bon Jovi all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to figure out how to adjust the dial in the truck.
So you just keep it right where it is. How about that?
It just kind of stays there right there.
Hey, I got a. I saw a sneak peek of the Grillzilla. Is that
Hogzilla?
Sorry. The Hogzilla has arrived in Mountain Home, and we are ready to cook some things up for our tornado relief fundraiser.
We are. We're as ready as we can get. You know, it's kind of like prepping for a snowstorm. You know, but we're ready. There's been a whole bunch of people involved in this, and I can't thank them all enough for their support and wanting to try to name them all. You did mention Hogzilla. Hogzilla is a huge cooking apparatus that came all the way down here yesterday from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, courtesy of Old Hickory Pits. And if you ate barbecue at any of the local places, KT's, Holy Smokes, they've all got Old Hickory Pits in them. And it's quite a machine. It's going to really simplify tomorrow's work for us right there, having that here.
Of course, the chicken lunch from 11 to 1 at the parking lot of ERA Doty. You can pick up. We've got tickets here at KTLO, so come by. You got to come by today because I got to take them by Steve at ERA Doty later this afternoon so they can get a count. But you get a stub, and then you can go by and pick up your chicken tomorrow.
Right.
It's a half a whole chicken. Is that
half,
how we're supposed to say it?
Yes, it's a half chicken. We'll be smoking those starting real early in the morning with a baked potato and some corn. I may have a roll with it. I'm not sure.
The roll is packed for dinner, I think.
Okay, maybe yeah. So. And then those lunches will be available for pickup. There'll be a drive-up lane there at ERA Doty on 62 West. And if you get 10 or more tickets, you can get delivery. So, yes, there are still tickets available here at KTLO. You can get some at the ERA Doty office. Mm-hmm. I think we've consolidated them into a couple spots now so we can finalize our count. There's still dinner tickets available for the event tomorrow night at the fairgrounds, which will kick off. We'll start serving there about 5 to 5:30 range, somewhere in there.
Okay. What time does the auction start?
The auction will start once we're sure we got everybody at 8. We're shooting for around 7 to start the auction. And that way we can get folks in and out there, you know, early tomorrow night, and it won't be there real late. We didn't want an auction that might last 2 hours, you know, because those can get kind of
You got Brandon Barnes on the mic. You better
be
careful.
We got Brandon on the mic.
He's a talker.
I can tell you, he's very good at it, and we're appreciative of his help tomorrow night. And all you need to do is show up tomorrow night, and Brandon will make sure you get something bought tomorrow night. He's very good at that. So,
do you have a list of items for us?
We've got a partial list. We've got some steel power equipment. We've got some coolers. We've got some. I understand there's a kayak been donated. I was told we got a zero turn lawnmower, some half day pontoon rentals, some fishing guide trips. There's some stuff that will involve bourbon flight boards that'll be there. There's a trailer gonna be in this auction tomorrow night, a cargo trailer. So a wide variety of stuff, and what we need to, you know, when you go there tomorrow night, keep in mind you're not looking for a good deal. You can get a good deal 364 other days of the year. Tomorrow night, it's about raising money to support the tornado victims of Baxter County.
Absolutely. And all proceeds go to, I mean, there's no expenses with this. Everything's been donated. I love this.
The only expense we may have in this is for those of us who are going to be working from around 5 to 6 in the morning getting started doing all this. To late tomorrow night, we may need some Advil or Tylenol, but that's about it.
You might need one of those bourbon flights.
Yeah, well, but there's a... you know, that's it. And all the stuff's been donated for this, so it's 100% profit.
I think you're going to have to call Eddie Griffin, your police chief, and have him, like, redirect traffic tomorrow. I think you're going to have so many people going to get chicken. I think it's going to be fun.
We certainly hope we do, you know, and we're looking forward to that being a problem up there tomorrow.
So, tickets are still available here at KTLO, Kim. And like we said, if you want chicken for lunch tomorrow, or if you're going to buy it for your staff for lunch, whatever it may be, call us, let us know. We'll get those put by for you. But we need to let Steve and the mayor know by 4:30 this afternoon.
They need a count.
They need to know how many chickens they're going to have to cook at 5 o'clock in the morning.
So. I do have your Geritol for you, Mayor, by the way.
Well, we might need a little bit of that tomorrow. But it's not just Steve and I. There's a lot of other people that are helping us with all this. And, you know, it wouldn't come together and do what we've done without the true effort of so many people, not just in Baxter County, but outside of here who've helped us.
And let's remind folks, I mean, you said last time we spoke, David Soltz, OEM, Baxter County, said around 500 homes were affected.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's who we're helping tomorrow.
You bet. That's our goal, is to help those people tomorrow. And, you know, we probably can't help all 500. We know that. But we're going to help as many as we can in some form or fashion.
We'll see you tomorrow night, sir.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for everything you're doing. It's just amazing what this community does when it comes together.